It's KVSC's Trivia Weekend, Trivia on the High Seas. I'm Captain F.
And I'm Eric Wilde.
And I'm joined by John Bauer, otherwise known as Old Chumbucket.
Ahoy there!
Welcome. And of course, you have a partner. He's a silent partner right now, but his name is Mark Summers, and he goes by Captain Slappy.
Captain Slappy, he's off on a raid right now, so he can't talk with you.
You and Mark Summers have a legacy going, and you started Talk Like a Pirate Day a few years ago.
We did. It's a strange thing to be remembered for, but a footnote in history. It's the only holiday that started as a sports injury. We were playing racquetball down at the Y, and one of us stretched too far for a shot and strained something that was best left unstrained, let out a mighty arr. And then, as guys will, we started insulting each other in pirate talk. And before the game was over, we decided what the world needed was a holiday, one day a year when every man, woman, and child on the planet is encouraged to talk like a pirate. And we picked September 19th because that's Cap'n Slappy's ex-wife's birthday. It was stuck in his head, and he wasn't doing anything with it anymore, so we'd be able to remember it.
And, of course, Captain Slappy's ex-wife is playing along with this, of course.
Well, he hadn't actually heard from her in a couple of years until this thing became popular, went around the world. And she called me up because she didn't even have his phone number and told me to tell him she's never been so proud to be his ex-wife.
Talking like a pirate is kind of, you know, you do it as a prank, and that's kind of how it started, and of course, it's become more of a culture now.
It is practically a lifestyle. It's just something that's fun to do. We figure that pirates, most of us in our daily lives, we don't get a chance to swagger or to just stroll down the street being who we are without shame. And that's what people like about being a pirate. Pirates are just fun. And so it's one day a year when you get to swagger and be who you really want to be inside. It just catches on. Once a guy starts talking like a pirate, everyone around, it's infectious. And what more could you ask for from a holiday than it be infectious?
Is this sort of a cathartic thing to talk like a pirate? You're kind of expressing innermost feelings that have to be bottled up in your normal life?
Well, now that may be, but it sounds too serious for the likes of me. I just like to think it's fun. I'm just a poor old sailor.
Tell us a little bit.
You know, a pirate is just a sailor till he kills someone.
Of course. On your website, you do add a disclaimer about the legacy of pirates in the past and that you're not necessarily celebrating all of a pirate past, but at least celebrating some of the different aspects.
That's right. We make the point of it's Talk Like a Pirate Day, not Commit Felonies Like a Pirate Day. Although you would be surprised, when we put that disclaimer on our website, we got a lot of people writing to us saying, oh no, pirates are misunderstood. They were reacting against the industrialization or this or that or the other thing. And all I know is pirates are fun.
You don't want to get into geopolitics of it.
No.
Talk a little bit about the origin of the word buccaneer.
Well, buccaneer comes from groups of, during the early days of development of the Western Hemisphere, the Spaniards owned the Western Hemisphere, and they didn't want anyone else there. So there'd be colonies of English, Dutch, French living on the islands all alone, and the Spanish tried to starve them out, so they were hunting wild pigs on the islands to survive. And they would take the meat and stretch it out over a slow fire, which was called a boucan, which is where the meat was called boucan, and the people who ate it became boucaniers, buccaneers. So a buccaneer is an eater of wild pork, which is why we say on September 19th, the best meal you can have is barbecued pork ribs.
Mmm, that does sound good.
In fact, you could have those any day. You don't have to wait till September 19th.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. I would like to partake of that right now, actually. We have got trivia coming up this weekend. It's Trivia on the High Seas. There's obviously a pirate element to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, probably upwards of 50 to 70 teams participating in this. And we know that they're going to want to be, in the pirate culture at least a little bit this weekend. Is there any tips or common sayings that we can pass along onto them now so that they can be more authentic through the weekend?
Well, the first, what we tell people, the five easiest things to remember, the five A's, are ahoy, which means hello, avast, which means stand and give attention, or listen to this, aye, which means I agree heartily with everything you just said or did. Aye, which is what you tell your boss when you mean I'll get right on that as soon as I finish my coffee. And arr. And arr can mean just about anything you want it to mean. I'm here and alive.
I like it. I like it a lot.
The other tip for sounding like a pirate, if you can't handle the five A's, is just add the words me hearty to almost anything you say. I'd like a pepperoni pizza, me hearties. Fill it with regular, me hearties. I'm afraid the test is positive, sir. Me hearties.
Are there any popular songs, pirate songs that you like in particular, or you would put on your iPod?
There is a band up in Portland, Oregon, called Cap'n Bog and Salty. Now, that sounds like a duo that does sea shanties, right?
Right.
It's actually a six-piece pirate rock band. And their song, which you can listen to online, their song Scurvy, is one of my very favorite pirate songs. They've got a couple of CDs out. There are actually a surprising number of pirate bands. The Bilge Pumps, the Jolly Rogers, quite a few of them. The Rogues. Everybody just enjoys a good pirate party, and they provide the music for it. Cap'n Slappy and I have been encouraged to go into the studio that's owned by a friend of ours, and we're recording a couple of songs of our own devising that'll be online before too much longer. I'm a Pirate and the Slappy Rap.
Oh.
So which is a dangerous mixture of sea shanty and rap.
Sea shanty and hip-hop, though.
Wow.
That's going to be a wonderful combination. So you're going to be multimedia because you already have a book out.
We have a book out.
Piratitude.
And our agent is trying to turn that book into a musical.
Oh,
he's
wow.
He's actually got a couple of guys who have written successful musicals who are considering turning it into Piratitude the Musical.
You heard it here first.
We knew we had made it into popular culture about a year and a half ago when we were the subject of a question on Hollywood Squares. When they asked little Frankie Munoz what holiday is celebrated on September 19th. And the little prat didn't know. Fortunately, the contestant did. He said, no, that's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Cool.
Well, you should be very proud of what you started, and I think you've brought merriment to many people. And now at least people know where to go to continue their celebrations. John Bauer, old chum bucket, we thank you for joining us.
Well, it was my pleasure indeed. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Trivia on the High Seas on KVSC.